And that was Marilyn Miller, who's going to be performing in the Hudson Music Fest this weekend. I understand she's also a volunteer. Everybody seems to be playing more than one role this weekend. And we're sitting here with the dynamic duo of Chad Weckler and Rob Johansson, who are the two powers behind the Hudson Music Fest. Welcome.
Guilty as charged. This is Chad.
How you doing?
So which music fest is this, the third?
No, it's the second.
The second.
Yeah, who knows what the third will be like. Hard to say.
Yeah.
But as the second, we've doubled the amount of acts, and we've tripled the amount of musicians that are participating. A lot more bands have signed up this year, but we did not expect that many more people to want to participate. So it's been good.
Well, we see there are over 400 musicians involved.
Yeah.
And if you look out the second floor window here at WJXC, you already see a tent at 7th Street Park, and the tents are up in preparation of performances tomorrow.
And how many tents are there altogether, and where are they?
I think we lost count. But no, I think there's nine. We've got one on the waterfront. We've got on one on 1st Street. We've got one at the old Hudson Electric building. We've got another at 347. We've got a tent, then the American Glory tent on the 500 block. We've got a tent in the Alley Park. We've got a tent.
Alley Park, do you mean across from Mexican Radio?
Right next to Mexican Radio there. And I skipped one. We have one in the courtyard of Lil and Lou's. So that's new, single
and
venue.
One at Promenade Hill.
And one at Promenade Hill right on Front Street. And then we end up on 7th Street Park. So from the water to the park, park to park.
And there's a huge tent for the American Glory Blues Brews and Barbecue. And over the weekend we'll have vendors. So there's another four 10x10 tents coming up.
And you know, I'm sorry, we just heard that weather report that was a little disconcerting, I guess. How will that affect things if there is some rain on, it sounds like more in the morning Saturday.
Let's think 1969, a major concert going on and water didn't detour.
just from a global hour standpoint, we are starting Friday at 5 o'clock and going to whenever, but Saturday we start at noon. So hopefully, a lot of that weather Saturday morning will pass and we'll get a clean start. But we have ordered extra plastic bags for the equipment and speakers, and it's a rain or shine festival. So we need everyone to know that. Musicians have been told that that's what it is, and hopefully, they'll participate as they did last year. We had a rainy day on Sunday last year, and still, we had all the bands and some great music, actually, that people missed because they thought it was weather-related and didn't come out. So we encourage you all to come out no matter what the weather.
Well, having the tents will help, too, in the weather situation.
For the musicians.
Yeah. not enough room for the audience under there.
And this is like four different events within the music festival, too. And there's like the Black Arts Festival. Aren't there like several different things?
Well, the Hudson Black Arts and Cultural Festival that the Mosley family has put together. This is many years that they've been doing this. And so they're the kind of the linchpin of... They were first, and they said when we met early last year, let's put all our festivals in one basket, and it really worked out well last year, and so we're back again, and I think we'll be back again next year, too.
And then same thing with American Glory. Joe did his blues. I keep getting brews and barbecue last year for the first year and now did it again this year. Same thing. He had it a different day last year, decided to make it the same day, and this year said let's continue it. You've got Basilica, who had an event last year, but that was really when they were just getting off the ground. Now they've got their own little mini festival, in conjunction with the big festival. And you've got all kinds of individual events. The Pleshikov Center, Vladimir's playing. You've got a T-shirt with a musician in it, the place that we're just including. You've got a birthday party for a famous bartender at a great bar and restaurant here in town on Saturday that's being promoted. So all these little mini events, that really make Hudson what it is, are being included under the weekend of music, love, and everything else.
And Helsinki has... two stages going with, is it all local people they're having there?
Our showcase, what we're calling the Music Fest Showcase Evening, has a stage in the courtyard, and a stage on the the main stage, obviously. We'll have somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 different acts. I think half-hour sets in the courtyard, 45-minute sets in the main stage. And, the festivals, while it's local in nature, and we've allowed everyone who wanted to participate within almost every set of reasonable circumstances, we do have bands from four different states. Actually five: New Jersey, Vermont, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York. So there's a couple of bands that are coming into town and going to stay because they're playing one or two venues. So some of the Helsinki bands will be from Massachusetts and surrounding regional areas. And one of the goals too with that is to get the bands that are taking the time to travel, to get as much exposure to Hudson mm-hmm. as possible. So they may play a tent venue and then do the Helsinki showcase, if and right. when that's appropriate.
Yeah, I was going to ask where these 400 musicians come from. Where do most of them come from, do you think?
I'd say about 60 to 70% come within a 30 to 40-mile radius. It's just amazing, they came out of the woodwork. But everyone really wants to play in Hudson. They just really want to participate. And the draw was there. I mean, the sign-ups. We end dated those on July 15th, although I will say I have been placing people that have signed up, right up until today. If I have an opening and need an act and they fit the bill, we've done that. But people are just excited to come to Hudson and be part of this whole musical energy that's going on. So,
and people came to you as opposed to your going to them.
Yeah, well, we put up the website and they just came and signed up. So we really did very little outreach except for making an announcement on Facebook that we were now, accepting, musician signups. And without even saying we were accepting signups, we had some in January and February. They just signed up anyway, and some of those folks are playing too, so they've kept the state for a while.
Now without any audiences at all, just 400 musicians descending on Hudson would seem to have an economic impact on the city. Do you have any idea of if last year had a measurable economic impact, or is there any way to quantify?
That was a question that we asked the Hudson businesses last year, and I think they all said they could tell that Hudson was full of people more than normal. But I agree, Tom. I mean, 400 musicians coming with family and friends and fans. We are going to be giving a small stipend to each musician this year, which we couldn't do last year, $25, which won't go far, but it'll help pay for some gasoline, some food, and I would anticipate a lot of that's going to be spent right here in Hudson. And another thing really a funny thing that happened yesterday, and I emailed Rob last night, I said, the organizers of the Hudson Music Festival in Canada are arriving tonight, and they're going to spend tomorrow in our Hudson, because they have a Hudson in Canada. And we've been talking to them since the summer about a collaboration, so we could be doing a sister city collaboration in the future. So that's kind of neat.
Do you know if are the bed and breakfasts full or things like that? Do we know that it's happening? You can tell it's having an impact that kind of way?
No, the bed and breakfasts, B&Bs are full, period.
They were full anyway.
They're always full.
So we've been diverting traffic, to stay, outside of the area, meaning, Catskill and other, close enough areas. But, we know what our deficiency here is in town, and we need more beds, and, that's an issue that's going to be addressed for a while.
So you're saying some economic fruits would be going to Hudson if there were hotels here, but right. Now they're going to that money is going to Greene County and elsewhere.
Massachusetts.
Absolutely.
Probably.
Maybe we should have an Adopt-A-Musician program that people can take musicians in for the weekend. I think that would be a great idea.
I thought about that. it turns out that the Basilica is advertising also that you can camp at Meadow Greens. They have some connection or have established for the weekend anyway some kind of campground facilities with Meadow Greens, which is a great idea for young musicians, I think.
Yeah, no, it's good. I think the issue there was that there's a limited space availability, and so we'd need to take a look at that that for next year. I always thought that the old Pocketbook Factory would be a great urban campsite. To see cots and beds in there with a couple hundred musicians would be quite a scene, I think.
I understand you're also including a couple of Hudson River cruises involving music as well.
Well, we're trying to. I know on Friday we're looking at, and again, that's weather contingent, it really is, but Friday night we're looking at a 8:30 after the Black Arts Festival event ends on the waterfront. We'd pick up with a dockside event from 8:30 to 10 on the Spirit of Hudson. I know Basilica's event has a cruise included in it for Saturday night. And then Sunday, depending on weather and energy and how it all comes together, we may put together a cruise fest. But the weather really drives all that. And that's going to be kind of a last-minute kind of viral outreach, you know, hey, let's end the festival on the water.
Right.
And if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Rob Johansson and Chad Weckler from the Hudson Music Fest, and they're both WGXC programmers, too, full disclosure. But the Hudson Music Festival is all this weekend, starting Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. Do you guys have particular highlights we should mention, or particular things to see?
Sure.
Yeah, come to Hudson. Saturday is certainly for all the festivals involved. That's the biggest day. The Hudson Black Arts and Cultural Festival has a parade starting at 2, which will be up here starting at 2 at the 7th Street Park.
That heads down Warren Street?
That heads down Warren Street and will go down to the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park, where the Hudson Black Arts and Cultural Festival has tents down there. And they have music, crafts, lots of things for the family. So that'll be a great destination. And frankly, I think we have a tent. There's a tent practically on every single block along Warren Street. So we'd love to have you visit all of them and listen to all the musicians. It's obviously not going to be possible, but do your best.
And we'd recommend you go to HudsonMusicFest.com and look at the schedule. Click on the time that you know you'll be in town. Click on all the venues, and there's links to all the musicians, links to their pages, so you can listen to their music, you can read their bios, and you can make, you know, more of an educated decision. You know, you want to listen to some klezmer music, you want to listen to some classical music. I mean, we've got jazz, you know, we've got all genres of music. There's no real genre-specific stage. Everything is a mix and a match of global music, you know, whatever there is, it's all put together.
Some of the collaborating events Friday night at the First Presbyterian Church. There's a silent movie night.
With organ music.
Well, actually, we can put a call out. I'm going to be emailing the musicians, but I'm looking. Look, Tyson, if you're out there, this is Rob. Give me a call. I don't have your number, but we're looking for a few improv keyboardists. So we're going to hook up a mirror on an organ with your back to the projector, and you get to play to Charlie Chaplin or Buster Keaton, mm-hmm. Some of the old favorites. So should be kind of an interesting event.
And that's a collaboration with the Friends of the Presbyterian Church, which we did last year. They're trying to raise funding for restoration of their large stained glass window. And we always try. We begin at the beginning of the year, and we talk to a lot of organizations and people, and we say, it's going to be a great weekend. What would you like to do to participate? We're open to all collaborations, and this is just some of the fruits of that labor.
And most of these events are free, aren't they? Unless, say, they're in a restaurant or something, it's obvious that you would probably pay for food and drink. But, I mean, all the tent venues and...
All the tent and daytime venues are free.
Yeah.
You know, some of the Basilica Festival is a paid event. Helsinki's event is free. We do have a suggested donation, and that's to raise some money, you know, for the Hudson Music Festival on Saturday. But again, it's just a suggested mm-hmm. donation. You don't have to pay if you're not able to. So I would say 98% of these shows are free and really donated out of the hearts of all these musicians who just want to contribute to what I like to speak of as the creative economy here in Hudson. You know, it's solid and it's growing, and it really needs to to be something that should be looked at and understood from an economic development standpoint, because it is substantial when you look at all the music businesses here in town.
I think this weekend's a perfect example, especially with Marina Abramovich's open house on Sunday, of Hudson becoming a real performance, live performance art center. And to have 400 plus musicians in one weekend, I tried to do a little Googling to find out, you know, is that something, are we unique? And it looks like in the region we are, to have that many musicians.
I say it sounds like a big hootenanny to me.
I like that.
And I also think it's going to be easy to find music and very hard to avoid it. So if you don't like music, if it's not your thing, I think you have to leave town is what it sounds like to me. But I think it's a wonderful effort that you've put out, and we're all looking forward to it. I think the favorite thing I want to see is Chris Perry, the artist who's taken all these old machine parts and made instruments out of them. And is that him in the background?
He's practicing. So.
But I think everybody's excited about that. It's all homegrown stuff. He's been using the old part of the old LB factory to fabricate these instruments, and a lot of local musicians are involved, and it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, a lot of good press, too, with that. And, yeah. And that's the other thing is with all the participating partners, you know, we all help each other kind of aggregate the audiences, you know, all the musicians and their social networks. I mean, they do. They're pros at it. And so they're leveraging their audiences and bringing them to all the different Facebook pages. And we're really seeing, I mean, I was shocked, and I think I may have printed out, but just the web stats alone over the last 3 days on our Music Fest, it's you know, thousands, you know, of hits in just 3 days. I think I sent it to you. Do you remember what it was?
A lot.
Okay. Yeah. So it's people are looking. They're staying on a long time. They're looking at a lot of pages. So I think they're already taking a look at who they want to see and what's happening.
Yeah. I
would say that's one of the things that I really enjoy about the Hudson Music Fest website. Like Rob said, you can through the schedule see a musician, see a time, see a location. You could do it by, you could search by a location, you can click on an artist, you can hear their music beforehand and afterwards. That site will, you know, be active for quite a while. Of course, it's active all year round. So I think it's a wonderful thing that the Hudson Music Festival is doing for the musicians who $25 for some won't cut it except for maybe a tank of gas, but they want to be here, like Rob said, in Hudson. Hudson is a magnet for the arts and artists.
Is there anything else you guys would like the audience to know?
We'd just like you to come out, rain or shine, support local music. If you're a musician and you haven't signed up for the Music Fest, busking up and down the streets is welcome. We have a two areas for open playing. One actually has not a stage, but an amplification system. That'll be the Alley Park next to Mexican Radio. That'll be open to just, you know, if the stage is there and open, you've got your instrument and have at it. But there are some scheduled performances there. And then the other is the Thurston Park, just a little open jam space down on the 200 block. And that'll be open as well. So we encourage musicians who haven't, you know, signed up to just come to town anyway. And certainly if you're listening and you're a musician, you can sign up to be notified for next year, you know, as well, which some people already had. We had a substantial act contact me yesterday, and I called him back immediately because I said, I'd love to have you here. But now he goes, no, we just want to be there next year. So, but that was, you know, a headliner who may want to come here next year because they've heard such good things about the festival.
Great. I wanted to mention also the jazz performance at the Hudson Opera House, which is the sixth year it's happened. There's some pretty distinguished musicians, I think. There's not a lot of jazz around these days. I say there should be more jazz, so
no,
I'm excited about that.
That's good, and if you are excited about that, we do have a jazz group. I think they're Friday. Let me see. Is it? I'll get it to you, Ellen, because there's a trio that's local.
Oh, great.
And they're
really great
jazz players. So to that point, yeah, we'd love more diversification of skills next year. And to that point, we have some great classical music. We have a classical pianist. We're moving a piano into Stair Gallery's lobby. He'll play also at PM Wine Bar. and we have the classical music play-in, which could, you know, as last year brought 20, 25 players, we're thinking maybe more like 30 to 40, 50 and players, and we're doing that in the church this year.
At the First Presbyterian Church.
So that's going to be great.
They're given a piece of music they've never seen before, and they have to rehearse it and learn it.
And learn it and play it.
That was fun last year.
And it's a national, if not international, thing, a play, and I have never heard of it before, and I found it quite fascinating. So.
And what's the website?
www.hudsonmusicfest.com.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you, WGXC. Come, listening audience, come to Hudson Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the Hudson Music Fest, and we'll see you there.